What's going on, gang? Welcome to a brand new Tuesday episode of the Lev First Show. How's everybody doing? Are you doing okay today? I'm feeling good. I just gave some good dick last night. That's the play. You hit a certain point, I think, as a man, where it's no longer about your fucking enjoyment. Once you're in a relationship, it's not like, oh my god, I got such good pussy last night. Oh, the sex last night was fucking great. Instead, it's more like, okay, I gave her great dick. Now she's finally gonna shut up. You know what I mean? Do any guys in relationships feel that? Where you're like, all right, Jesus Christ. Here we go. I'm just gonna give it all. I'm gonna fucking... And here's a tip that we're going to start off on. Dude, I've been cutting down on the porn lately, you know, and porn is so fucking fun. Dude, it's so fun. Oh, my God, you know? Just, you get to look at these big, delicious titties whenever you want. You know what I mean? But it is so fun. Every time I think of porn, I get a feeling in my chest. But the problem is, like, you start, it starts wearing on you. It's just not good for you. I can just tell in some deep way it's not good for you. So I'm trying to cut down on the porn, and I'm telling you, you get so much harder when you fucking aren't watching porn, aren't jerking off as much. If you need to shut your girlfriend up with some great dick, just spend like 4 days not watching porn, not jerking off. That's the fucking move. And I know, it's hard. It's hard to fucking close X videos and not type in lactating mamas or whatever you're searching. You're the one with the problem. But you gotta fucking, I'm telling you, it's just bad for you. I can't prove it, but I'm telling you, I get a lot harder. That's the thing about this show, is it starts with me giving you a report on how hard I've been. You know, so what more do you want? That reminds me, we got an Instagram question that I wanted to cover. Thoughts on happy ending massage parlors. This is from one of the fucking homies, one of the real fans of the show, a fucking real one. I was talking to my girl about this actually yesterday. We kind of disagreed on this, but here's the thing. I think if you're a single guy, get a fucking happy ending massage. Who gives a shit? I've never gotten one. You know, but I would be open to it, I guess. It seems a little nerve-wracking, but I could get into it. But I think the only thing is, just don't let it become like a fucking habit. Don't let it become like a degenerate addiction. You know, as long as every once in a while you get a little massage, you're getting a little jerked off, you know. Who gives a shit? Who cares? Also, honestly, I think if you're a dude in a relationship, that's not cheating. There's no way. There's no way that's cheating. Having a fucking, just some lady, you don't even know her name, jerk you off. It's like a business transaction. That is a massage. What kind of massage doesn't end with you coming? That's the whole point. It's for you to relax, detense, de-stress. They should advertise that at fucking Massage Envy or wherever the fuck you go. Next time you're walking through a mall and an Asian man stops you, we give you a massage. Yeah, I'm going to jerk you off. Very good. That should, like, dude, I'm going in. Is that cheating? Is a guy getting a fucking happy ending massage cheating? That's going to be the poll of the week. Drop a comment. I don't think it is. I think it's frowned upon. I think it might be a slap on the wrist. It's like getting caught with a joint. You know what I mean? Like, is it really a fucking crime, or are your laws just a little too strict? And, you know, my girl, because she thinks everything's supposed to be equal. I don't know how that became mainstream, you know? Certain things the Saudi Arabians got right. But She was like, well, how would you feel if I got a massage and the guy fingered me until I came? Is that cheating? And this is the thing. As a man, you learn not to answer certain questions. That's when you quickly, you know, you call the waitress over. You just find an exit out of questions like that. That's what you want to do. But I'm feeling good, dude. I gave that. I have giving good dick glow. God damn. Got some great head, too. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to fucking lie. But yeah, man, things are fucking good. Yeah, I don't know. I think for that IG question, man, thought, just go get a fucking massage, dude. Just go get a fucking massage. Who gives a shit? You know, I'm just going to answer all the IG questions. How do you tell a guy you've slept with that you just want to be friends? I mean, I think in modern society, you don't say fucking anything, right? Unless they like, I mean, nowadays, like, ghosts pretend to be busy. And that hopefully they figure it out. Either they figure it out or you see the head of an axe fly through your front door. Here's Johnny. I don't know. You send him a Drake song. I mean, like, how do you tell a guy you slept with that you just want to be friends? If you really are forced to, you can have a conversation. Be like, look, like, you know, I'm looking, you know, just, I think the way out is this isn't exactly what I'm looking for. That spark thing, that's what I'm looking for. This isn't that spark thing. But I like spending time with you. You're a really cool guy, whatever. You can go out that way. But I do think, you know, in modern society, I feel like people used to bitch. Like, oh, everybody's ghosting now. Nobody's, like, even talking. It's like, yeah, because now we have this super convenient option that makes sense. My style used to be you ghost, you stop responding to texts, and then, you know, you fucking act like a sucker. And like 3 months later, once she's 99% moved on, you go, hey, I just want to let you know I thought you were a great girl. I hope you're doing well. You drop that. Are you like me? Do you drop the little, you know, hey, did you stop thinking about me? Well, it's time to start. Oh, shit. You finally moved past it? I just want you to know. Hope you're doing all right. Want you to remember, I'm a fucking good guy. Hope you're doing good, honey. Ugh. I'm so happy for you. You gotta drop shit like that. I don't know where that comes from. I don't know what that is. I mean, I guess a part of it is like validation seeking on your own end. You know, of being like, oh yeah, they like me, right? I think another part I think too is I genuinely am like a bit of an emotional bitch. And I miss people. I miss people. I want them to know I like them. Because, like, I think a big part of it, when you're starting to see somebody, you're starting to date somebody, you know, like, you're quickly realizing, like, oh, I'm not into this person. And then you're kind of roasting them in your own head. Like, they got no fucking ambition. They're not doing this. They're not that. I can't be with someone like that. If you're like me, you trash them on a podcast, causing lifelong physical PTSD. This is just what you do. They hear it. They know what's what. But then, you know, but and then I think what happens is you feel guilty for, like, ruling them out of dating them in your own head. Like, if you're like, oh, this girl's too mothering or this or that. And then later you're like, no, but they were such a sweet person. They were still a nice person. I just roasted them in my own fucking head and on my podcast. And, you know, and now I feel guilty, so I feel like I should apologize and be nice to them. It comes from the right place. It comes from wanting to be good to people. I mean, that's what men do. I think maybe that's what it is. It's like if a guy reaches out to you months later after he told you he's not into it, and he's like, I just want you to know, I hope you're doing great. Like, we're kind of apologizing for shitting on you in our own heads. I think that's what that is. God damn, your boy deep out here. Woo! Oh, man. Yeah, just fucking ghost, man. Just ghost. Don't send mixed messages. Don't pretend to be friends. We can keep hanging out even though I'm not sexually... Why would he want to do that? I mean, how ridiculous are you guys? I got a text, or in the Discord, a gal who I love great fan. She's fucking awesome. But she sent a guy a text of like, we can keep hanging, but as friends. What kind of guy is going to lie to himself and do that? Like, we want to fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, that's, come on now. Come on now. Come on now, baby boy. I mean, you could tell him flat out, but I say just fucking ghost and pull back. And just, you know, you don't have to, like, block their numbers and shit, but you just create some distance. That's all you gotta fucking do. How long should you wait for a guy you're dating to make you his girlfriend before ending things? I mean, we're getting, it seems like we're jumping to dramatics pretty quick. It's like you want her to make you his girlfriend, but they're like, but I'm gonna, if it's not done by this date, I'm gonna break up with you. Seems a little ultimatum-y. I don't know, just fucking chill. Just chill out. Look, your life, ladies, if you're dating a guy and things are going good and you're not exclusive yet, your life's not going to get all that different once you're exclusive. Enjoy the time when you still have a little freedom. This means you have freedom as well. Do you understand? You get to enjoy it too. I've said it before. It took me and my chick 9 months before we got exclusive. And I'll be honest with you, that felt, for my point in my life, that felt very appropriate. For her, too, she wasn't looking to rush into shit. Felt fucking appropriate. So, and there's certain people that are like, it should be within 3 months. Okay, yeah, maybe. You know, the older you get, the less time you have. I think it's got to be a little more precision and targeted focus. But still, at the same time, I'm like, man, what if, like, in 3 months, you're... There's a lot of people I liked the first 3 months of knowing them. You know what I mean? The more time goes by, the more you can figure out if you fuck with somebody. Use that to your advantage. If you're a young chick, you don't have to play this game of, like, oh my God, it's been a month, it's been 2 months, 3 months, he hasn't asked me to be his girlfriend. Have a little bit of fucking patience. You got a lot of competition out here. Girls are sucking and fucking, baby. So if you feel like, oh, I should be his girlfriend, he's not asking me yet, maybe you gotta offer more value. Show him more value of, like, that being with me kind of fucking rules. How about that? But why should I? Because that's what we fucking do. That's what we have to do. If we want you to be our girlfriend, we have to show a tremendous amount of value. Why do you think I'm buying a fucking motorcycle? Do guys love tats on women? Does this change with fashion? I think certain guys do, certain guys don't. I personally am not into it. I think it cheapens the look of a gal. It's not really just my type, you know? I like elegant, classic, timeless beauties. Do you know what I mean, man? But if, you know, if that's your thing, if you're into it. But also, like, dude, chick tattoos now just fucking stink. They stink. And I'm sure guy tattoos stink, too, but I'm not looking at dudes' tattoos. But every girl in New York's got the same fucking four cornball tattoos to show how quirky she is. But really, it just shows she's like every other chick with those same tattoos. They're all going for this one now, up here. This is where the big tattoo spot is, on the upper arm. They have a fucking, some black fucking drawn doodle back here. Looks great, yeah. Tell me, totally, I'd love to hear the story of how you got that. Please, more, yeah. Oh, I also gotta say, man, in the world of comedy, we lost a fucking giant, dude. One of the funniest guys of all time. I hope you know who I'm talking about. Fucking Norm MacDonald passed away. 9-year battle with cancer. Kept it silent. Only fucking Norm, dude, would just keep that shit to himself. And what other every other celebrity would just fucking, they'd make that their whole shit. Not fucking Norm, dude. Just stayed funny as hell. An absolute legend. One of the, like, a real comics comic. I quote his jokes to people, like, more than virtually anybody. He's so fucking funny, dude. If you haven't watched Norm, Go on YouTube. Go watch Norm highlight clips. Go watch his fucking latest Netflix special. The guy was brilliant and so delicate and careful and how good he was as a stand-up. It's really unbelievable. Just unbelievable, man. Just a giant, an absolute giant in comedy gone. Fucking such a bummer, dude. Ugh. Fucking legend, man. One of the funniest guys of all time. One of the funniest guys of all fucking time, if I had to say so myself. You know, let's jump into an email. Yeah. Uh-huh. We got structure today. That's right. A few of you guys have been bitching about structure. Well, you fucking got it. All right? Hope you fucking choke on it. I'm kidding. Join the Patreon, people. It's $5 a month. $10 if you want video. Oh, I got a shout out. Oh, this email is actually from a new Patreon, so this works perfectly. This email is from Alina. I think it's Alina. But she's a new $10 patron. Shout out to you. Thank you so much for joining the fucking... the cause, for joining the gang. Let's jump in your email. If you have an email, thelevfirstshow@gmail.com. Lev, I need your advice. Hi, Lev. Love the podcast and its pure bluntness. Keep it real. So I have a little situationship, or may I say textationship. Jesus. I mean, are these new terms now? I guess that works. With my former coworker. We got really close during the pandemic and started texting throughout the day and later after work hours. Which year of the pandemic was this, first or fourth? Always kept it friendly and fun with a tiny amount of flirting. We met a few times before at the office and we had lunch together, but never got too close. A few months go by and we start hinting at meeting up for a coffee or just for lunch. We also started FaceTiming during that time and had really nice convos. This guy keeps scheduling to meet me but never follows through and keeps canceling last minute or the day before. He's the one who insists on rescheduling. This happened 3 times. The last time I told him we should just be more spontaneous and I didn't reschedule. So basically every time you want to meet up, never follows through, cancels. We still text every day, all day, keeping it very much friendly. We don't live in the same city, but our country is small, so it's not a long distance relationship per se. I don't know if I'm interested in him and being more than just friends, but I do want to meet him in real life. Why does he keep canceling our meetings and keeps texting / FaceTiming me every day? Right before we were about to meet, he jokingly said he's nervous to meet me, doesn't think he can handle meeting me in the flesh. Should I just cut things off or keep texting this awesome pen pal? Thanks for your help. I'll promise I'll join the Patreon if you put sense into this. Well, welcome to the fucking Patreon. Yeah, you know, my initial thing was that he might be very nervous to meet you. He's a former coworker. I think any guy who's this nervous to meet you, that's a big problem. That's a big red flag. That's a freaking big red flag there, my guy. Okay, you got a big fucking problem. This guy's doing a lot of talk, but then when it comes down to it, he's not really showing up. You know what I mean? It's a fucking big problem. I'm very sorry to tell you this, but your pussy's not going to be stimulated by fucking words. You know what I mean? There shouldn't be no day stands. So, that's a big problem. But also, I think a big part of the issue, and this is, I think happens a lot with you ladies, is you're like, I don't understand, why doesn't he actually want to meet me? We spend all fucking day texting. We text so much. We text every day. We FaceTime. You are now removing all of the incentive for him to hang out with you. He's already enjoying your company virtually. He's already texting you. He's getting satisfaction from that. He's jerking off to pics you're sending him. You're on the FaceTime. He's hinting at your cleavage. Then he fucking rubs one out after the call. He's already getting a lot of the sensation of hanging out with you. He's getting enough. So that way you are removing the incentive for them to hang out with you. That's why if you're a guy or a girl, stop fucking texting and FaceTiming and doing all this shit so fucking much. Stop. You are hurting yourself. You're shooting yourself in the clit here. You know what I mean? You gotta leave them wanting more. You can't spend fucking 10 hours on a FaceTime with somebody and then be like, well, why don't they want to meet me? Why don't It's like, A, this guy might be a little bit of a pussy. You don't want to be with a man who's fucking nervous to meet you. Everybody gets nervous for a date. Everybody gets anxious. But you got to fucking push through that. And B, stop shooting yourselves in the fucking clits here, ladies. You got to make him desire you. He shouldn't know what you're up to all day. Stop texting about your fucking day. It's for no one. It's for fucking no one. No one wants to hear it. I don't give a shit how your day went. I'm just trying to make you think I'm nice. Guess what? Your days are usually not that exciting. Very rarely am I like, how was your day? And by the time you get through it, I go, that was worth asking. Oh my God, he did what at the office? Who gives a fuck? So just, you know, and I understand it's fun. You're getting the benefit of hanging out with them too. You know what I mean? You're getting the benefit of the texting and the FaceTiming and all this shit, but your heart's in a different place. You're like, you want it to lead into the next thing. If they are absolutely don't want it to lead into the next thing, if they're not 100% sure of that, then you're just setting this gigantic trap and pitfall for you to get locked into. And the problem is, the more you start talking, the more that connection is, the more time you're spending with each other, the bigger this fucking pitfall gets. Next thing you know, you're in this big gaping asshole. So you know I watch too much porn, it's terms like that. You're in this big gaping fucking asshole of just not wanting to get out because now this is a friend. This is someone you're connected to. We've never met, but I really feel like I care about you and we have a connection. And a bond. You know, and it's good. You're getting all these feelings. So many of these feelings that we like in people and receive from people, you can now get through fucking text messages. But these are not healthy relationships, I don't think. I mean, if that's all you want, that's one thing. But if you want more, this is not a healthy relationship. So the question is, what should you do? Here's what I think you should do, love. And by the way, you know, a few of you guys have said that I'm mean to people who email in. That's not true. I'm just you're the whole show is me being honest with you. So if you email in or message me, I'm going to be fucking honest with you. Okay? I'm not going to fucking I love you. This is what I am. I am a little hard on people, especially when they like there's a thing they got to improve. I'm sorry. It's who I am. It comes from a good place. So, here's what I think you should do. You need to cut down the communication by a lot. Let a couple fucking days go by where you're not texting or communicating. While you're doing that, start looking around your area for more local people. But they're not him, so you'll find better. It's fine. You cannot get so dead set on somebody, especially when there are problems like this. Got to have your options. Got to stay open. Once he goes, hey, I know, yeah, I feel like you're not texting me as much. And let that text sit for a fucking day. Let that sit for a little while. And then go, yeah, it just feels like you never really want to meet up. I don't like that you said you're very nervous to meet me. Like, I would kind of want a man who's, you know, confident and... I mean, what kind of pussy is like, I'm nervous to meet you in the flesh? Come on, bruh. Come on, bruh. You can jokingly be like, yeah, I'm a little nervous to finally meet you, but you gotta fucking... You can't go that big. Let him know. Tell, like, yo, don't be afraid to be like, you know what? I'm looking for a dude with a fucking fat hog who don't get fucking nervous and is looking to meet up tonight. You can't tell if that's an Italian man or Jack Nicholson. What if I told... No, that's not anything. How does he sound in The Departed? Wouldn't you rather wipe my ass for me? I feel like that's pretty good. That's pretty good, right? Yeah, so fucking throw a little distance on it. Start backing yourself out of this hole and let them know you want somebody who's confident and isn't nervous to meet up. See if that kicks him into gear. I don't know what country you live in, but if that doesn't have him jumping into a fucking kangaroo's pouch and hopping over, then I don't know what to tell you. You deserve better. Is that fair, love? Is that fair? Is that frank? Is that on the money for you? Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Does that make sense? So yeah, that's my advice. Start protecting yourself and getting yourself out of this fucking this pitfall, this hole of potentially wasting a lot of time, forming a connection with someone that you may never meet. It's a waste of your time. I get why people do it. I've done it myself many a time. Once you're actually in a relationship with someone, you realize how much of a joke those things are, though. It's a waste of your time. It really is. What you need to do is you need to get into a proper relationship where you're just actively ignoring and avoiding each other. Anyways, that's the dream. That's the fucking dream. Me and my chick hardly text every day. It's fucking great. It's great. I only ask, how was your day, when I feel like I'm in trouble. That's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta do. And then once a month you buy her some fucking flowers and that's it, dude. What's she gonna say? You know, what's she gonna say? You get some fucking big flowers, you leave them in the living room, she can't get that mad. She can't get that fucking mad, because in the middle of it she's gonna look up and go, it's just a big reminder in her fucking house that you're good to her. That's what you do. You gotta be smart, fellas. You gotta be fucking smart. And as always, stand your ground. But yeah, so I'm gonna buy a fucking motorcycle. A few of you guys, you know, I let you know I was gonna buy a motorcycle. You, Victoria, thought it'd be funny to Photoshop me at 14 years old and very overweight on a fucking Revel moped. Oh, that, you think that's funny? You saw that on my Instagram and Discord. You think that's fucking funny, huh? Well, it's hurtful. It's hurtful. It seems like sometimes you guys don't take me seriously. And I'll be honest with you. It's painful. I mean, after all I do, I fucking work, man. I fucking slave day and night for 30 minutes a week for this podcast, for you. And mostly for me. And to get Photoshop like that. I hope you have children of your own one day. So they could do the same to you. Yeah, I'm gonna get a fucking motorcycle, dude. I'm probably gonna die. I really want a Harley Davidson. Oh my god, could you imagine? I'm going to the stand, I'm going to do a fucking show, I jump on my motorcycle and zip downtown in like 15 fucking minutes, do a show, park it right out front, jump back on the bike, go to the next show. Oh my god, dude. Oh my fucking god. How cool would that fucking be, dude? Get a fucking blacked out Harley. Oh, that would be so awesome. This is so fucking dumb, though. New York, you need a driver's license first to take this motorcycle safety course. So I already bullshitted this online class. I got a learner's permit. I got to go fucking pick it up, do a car road test. I got to do some fucking five-hour online test. This is going to be a whole goddamn thing. My life is going to be hell for 2 weeks. But I am so excited. This is going to be so fucking fun. And it's not going to look like a fat kid on a Revel scooter. It's not. I'm going to look fucking cool as shit, and I'm going to post a fucking Instagram photo. It's going to get at least 300 likes, and we're going to fucking ball out, and then we're going to see who's laughing. That's a direct threat. So I'm going to get a motorcycle. I'm probably going to fucking die, dude. Yo, I'm just putting this out as a favor to my fans. If I get into a terrible accident on a motorcycle and I become paralyzed, please shoot me. You have my full permission to just shoot me. If I'm paralyzed, like legs don't work, you know, neck down, whatever, just fucking shoot me, dude. My family will not press charges. If you're like somebody who hate listens to the show, you're like, I fucking hate this guy. You have my full permission, dude. I'll fucking fly to Georgia. I'll roll to Georgia and you just do your thing. It's funny because this is the thing, dude. I told my girl, I was like, look, if I just get paralyzed in this thing, just I would rather be dead than fully paralyzed. Like, that sucks, dude. That would fucking suck. Like, living as fucking Stephen Hawking all day long, you're thinking of 80,000 computer engineered ways to murder yourself, but you can't do it. But yeah, my girl was like, what if something happened to her? And she's like, what if I lost my legs? Would you stay with me? I was like, are you fucking crazy? No, why would I stay with you? She's like, 'cause I have a great personality. Yeah, you do. But I like legs more. What kind of a fucking question is that? I mean, you don't leave right away. You don't just tip the chair over and walk out. You just, you hang out for 2-3 months. The courtesy role. All right, we gotta go. We gotta fucking go. I love you guys, man. If you enjoyed the podcast, share it. Post on your Instagram story. Tell a friend about it. If you had a good time, leave a 5-star rating on iTunes. Join the Patreon family. Subscribe on YouTube. The fact that we don't have 1,000 subscribers yet is embarrassing on your guys' end. So go fucking do something to support the show, man. I love you guys. Post on your Instagram story. Tell a friend about it. And I'll see you guys on a Twitch stream or on the new Patreon episode this weekend. I love you all, man. Cheers. Much love. Peace. Thank you.